バンバンバーン。
Hey, this is Pete Brown, and I'm here at Mix 10 with Richard Costall. How are you doing?
Hi, yeah, good, thanks. You?
I'm doing really well now. It's the end of the day. It's getting silly. The videos are getting a little more bizarre.
You're getting camera shake from laughing.
Yeah. Well, that's just so they didn't eat lunch. Sorry. It's like, all right. So how are you doing?
Yes, yeah, good, thanks. I'm having a great mix, as always, really.
Right, great. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm a technical architect in the UK. By day I work for a financial services company. We do software for financial advisors. By night I'm kind of one of the co-founders of the Next Generation User Group. We've got 7 regions across the UK. We meet every single month, give out swag, pizzas, and we have a lot of fun. I'm also a Silverlight MVP as well.
Excellent.
So my passion is Silverlight. It's one of the key reasons why I'm here at Mix.
Okay, that's always a good reason to show up. If you like web technology or Silverlight, this is a good conference to go to.
Definitely.
So you've written some interesting things in Silverlight, right?
Yeah. One of them is the thing I'm going to actually show you today is what we call sort of Silverlight Money Miner. Now, if you go back to the 80s, this was very much in the in Britain. There was a computer called the ZX Spectrum,
mm-hmm.
and a guy called Matthew Smith in about 6 weeks wrote Manic Miner for the Spectrum.
Yep.
I think it was originally 48K, and myself and another guy got together and we wanted to set ourselves a little challenge, and this was when Silverlight 2 was around,
yep.
and we recreated Manic Miner. One of the key things about the game is actually that it uses a shared engine between XNA and Silverlight.
Okay.
So it's common. So it's shared source code level, not the binary.
Yeah.
And then we've actually got 2 implementations for the UI, one in Silverlight and one in XNA. And that's what, if you want to have a look, this is what I can actually show you.
Let's take a peek here.
So ignore the hamster there, because he's...
All right, so what's the story behind the hamster?
It's my youngest son has got... it's his, and when I said I was coming out to Vegas...
You stole his toys took them to Vegas.
He said he was having to come with me for the week.
I understand.
He's been down the strip, he's met Elvis, he's been in upper class on Virgin, thanks very much to Virgin Atlantic for that. We actually got an upgrade, not because of the rhino hamster. He's called Rhino because he's from the Disney Bolt thing. Not because of him, but actually we've got upgraded. So he's living the high life out here in Vegas. But I think he'll be ready to go home and see his dad soon.
Okay.
Let's have a look at Manic Miner, because I'm sure they don't want to know about Rhino fully. I'm just going to fire this up here, because I've actually got this version that's just running out of browser to make it look a bit cleaner.
Yeah.
And as you can see, this will just start the game here. It's very simple controls. You've just basically you've sort of got left, right, and then jump. And this was the game. The original game had 20 levels, and it was fiendish. Even the first level is quite difficult, actually.
So a good old-fashioned platformer. Complete.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And so you have to basically avoid all the enemies. And I'm really under pressure here to do a demo whilst being filmed as well. And collect the keys.
You didn't put in a cheat mode?
I've got a level skip, which I'll show you in a second. You notice the conveyor belt that's actually moving as well.
Oh, I see.
And this is all using sort of images, and we've actually got sort of frame-based animation. We're using a translate transform to offset which part of the image it's actually showing. Mm-hmm. So you're effectively getting moving, or more almost like a Disney flickbook kind of effect.
So these are all like PNGs that you're loading up in here?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah, because there's quite a lot of detail on the images, but we've got 6 frames as well, so it's a lot lighter to do image-based than vector-based in this example.
Yep.
So I'm going to have to try and get... This is the... try not to mess it up. I've died. Anyway... I'll never
you can't even
that.
Beat your own game. You've lost all credibility with me.
Let's have a look at some of the other levels on it, because we've actually...
Okay.
These are the sort of replicas of the original game. So we've actually got about 11 of the original 20 levels in this game. Another nice thing to notice is the little air bar here, using a nice little rotate transform, because when the air runs out, that's your time, and so the end of the game. So you can actually see the nice little rotate going around there.
Oh, I see, yeah.
We actually got... there's a guy called Pete McGann. He helped me with the XNA part of it. And then when we got it all together, it looked very developer-y. So another chap called Conan Abelwoke, we actually got him to just create a few graphics to add a bit of niceness to it. This level here, actually... I'm going to get killed again, aren't I? On this level here, we've actually got a video behind the... I'm going to avoid this toilet seat, so if I hit V, it's actually going to start playing a video behind it. Is it going to come on? It doesn't look like it's going to come on, but it just shows something you can do in Silverlight that you couldn't do very well actually in XNA, was actually have a video playing on it. But as you can see, we've got all these levels.
Great, all sorts of cool stuff.
This one was quite an interesting level, because when we originally created this level, it almost killed sort of Silverlight, because we had about 300 items there being rendered on the screen. All these little blocks are all individual blocks all being rendered. So what we had to do was sort of change the way the game works, so it only redrew items that were moving.
Yeah.
And so then you went from like 280 items to about 12, and this is now sort of running at a really good a good speed there.
Okay. So you've got this running in Silverlight. Oh, that's second level, right?
Yeah. Was that the last one? Let me flick to
The Happy Sun one here with the floating eyeball. Yeah, always...
It was actually called the Final Barrier, and this is where Minor Willy, who this character actually was there, a nice jump there, and this was actually the last level in the game. I mean, in the original Spectrum, you couldn't save it, to disc. You had to play all the levels. You only started with 3 lives, If your parents came up with a cup of tea or something, that was it. It could have been game over in a second or whatever, to distraction. So
let's say the ZX Spectrum. I'm trying to remember. I think we was that the Sinclair.
Yeah, that's Timex correct. Sinclair? Yeah, yeah. Okay. It was the Sinclair Spectrum. Came
membrane
after
keyboard.
ZX Spectrum. Rubber keyboard.
Yeah. Not very good for speed typing, but good for playing games like this.
No, and this has actually got pixel-level collision detection as well that we had to write. And when the XNA engine was originally written, what we found was that Silverlight didn't support pixel-level collision detection.
Right.
So we had to kind of write something in order to achieve that.
So you've got it running in Silverlight?
Yeah. This is actually Silverlight 2, so there's not really any Silverlight 3 features in it. We could make it, perspective transport. Well, really? Apart from being out of browser, it's just been compiled. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And so this is the, arguably, the Windows Phone Mixed Conference, right?
Yeah.
So are you looking at moving this to Windows Phone, or kind of what are the plans there?
Yeah, well that's... That's quite interesting, really, because what I did, I was sitting in a session earlier, I won't say which one, but I was sitting in a session earlier, and I thought, I wonder how long it would take me to actually move this onto a Windows phone, given that, it's Silverlight and everything. You've obviously got the decision to make whether you use the XNA version or the Silverlight version.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be looking at both of those. But actually, if we have a look on the screen here, I actually spent, and literally, this is... first person to see this, apart from a single screenshot I put on Twitter.
Cool, I got the exclusive here.
I've lifted, I created a new mobile project using Visual Studio 2010 for mobile, and I copied all my source files into, the right places. I copied my content into the content area of the phone. Obviously, you can see some early UI layout things here that I've got to look at apart from this, but we can actually go in and sort of click start. And the game is actually running there on a Windows device with literally lift and drop. Now, the only things really that I had any problem with at all was, firstly, that the video brush, in fact, the video brush didn't work in the other version, did it, in this thing, but video brush seems to not be supported on here.
Okay.
And also the markers, I use video markers in one of the bits to change some things around, so it looks like video markers is not currently in there either.
Okay.
But apart from that, it was literally a lift and drop exercise. There'll obviously be some UI, if you see, the screen doesn't quite fit there.
Right.
I've put some controls in because the keyboard doesn't respond, I've started to put in some controls to try and do the level advance and that. So
you'd expect to have to make some UI changes and stuff like that for a totally different form factor, but I'm impressed that the code all just works.
In a lift and drop, and I think that's a testament to where we're going generally now, whether you're web, whether you're Windows, whether you're mobile, you just fire, C#, in this case, with XAML and that, you can do Silverlight, WPF, and you can do mobile now, and all use the same... same technologies. So
we suddenly now have millions of new phone developers, I think, out there.
So we've got to get it quick so we can make some money out of it.
Great. Well, that was very cool. Thank you very much for showing that to me. I'm excited that I was the first person to see it, so I'll have to hurry up and get this video up here so everybody else can take a look at it. And that's really impressive. I can't wait to see the final version of the Minor app up there on the store.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for having me on, Pete.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.